Summit County Manager Tom Fisher said a wide-ranging transportation bill passed by lawmakers dealt with the UTA, with higher fees for alternative fuel vehicles and transit sales taxes.
If you'll recall, a couple of years ago, they implemented what they call the fourth quarter, a quarter percent tax that's eligible for transportation infrastructure, and not a lot of counties picked up that and adopted it. And two of the big ones were Salt Lake and Davis County that didn't. So they wanted to provide a little bit more incentive for the local governments to adopt those taxes, to have that revenue available to do transportation infrastructure projects. On top of that, they, you know, it's even though you can't have a fifth quarter, they adopted it and called it the fifth quarter, which is actually a 0.2% tax that would go to counties for transit especially.
He said the state's intent is to move spending for transit beyond just roads and bridges.
Even UDOT is now getting into the governance of and funding of transit. So we're going to see a big culture change start to happen. And you can see it already in the Salt Lake Valley through tracks, but and some of the land use that happens around those tracks lines. But they're certainly wanting local governments to pick this up and take the lead on it.
The county council will have to decide by June 30th whether to implement one or both of two sales tax increases. One is that so-called fourth quarter. It's 0.25%. The other, called the fifth quarter, is 0.20%.
The distinction between them is that the 0.25% is for transportation infrastructure, so it has more flexibility between roads and transit and other modes. The fifth quarter is strictly transit, and so we have to start that conversation quickly because there's some deadlines coming up that have an effect on how those taxes would be implemented and how it would be collected. And so we're going to be full into that conversation for the next 2 months.
If the council implements the fourth quarter tax, all of the revenues will go to the county in its first year.
If a county chooses to implement that by July 1st of this year, it would go into place. And then the first year until the next July, the revenue would stay with the county. And then after that, not only does it go through a distribution formula at the state level, 50% point of sale, 50% population based, but then there's a distribution within the county as well, between cities, transit districts, unincorporated county, and county.
Fisher said state legislators are trying to give some incentives to the county.
First of all, that first year that the county would receive all that that funding, and then in the future, the local governments would be participating in that in some distribution. As well, they're taking away the requirement that it go to referendum. So the county council has the authority to implement these. And we're hearing from other counties on different methods. For instance, Salt Lake County has, at least I read in the newspaper, that they're asking their municipalities to have some percentage that support it before they adopt it. Not sure what's going to happen with Summit County yet.
You said indications are that if the counties don't act, the state will.
One of the things that was in the legislation before it got adopted was that they were going to take these taxes away if the option for these taxes was going to go away if the local governments didn't adopt them. So I would expect to see that come back in legislation, especially if there's not a lot of action by local governments this year. So they're really kind of putting the screws to local governments in a certain way to say it's time to step up and adopt these things that we've given you the authority to do.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.